Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. On today's Pardon My Take, we have our good friend Jimmy Tatro on the show. He's on a new sitcom on ABC called Home Economics, but a really fun interview with him. We've had him on a bunch of times. He's great. We have a recap of Monday night's championship game, a little Masters talk, a little Sam Darnold to the Panthers, hot seat, cool throne, FAQs, Jake's one shining moment. We have it all, and we're going to do it in a second. We're brought to you by our friends at... Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can find the home that's just right for you. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent all in the app. When you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. So download the Redfin app today to get started. Boy! Boy! Now in the street there is violence, and then a lot of work to be done. No place to hang a low washing, and then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and it's then we'll take it higher. Set by bar.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by Norton.com/PMT. It is Norton Cybersecurity 360 with LifeLock. Use that code PMT. You get 25% off Norton 360 with LifeLock. Today is Wednesday, April 7th, and Gonzaga has let us down once again.
Playing a real conference, bro. West Coast Conference, Clown Conference.
Pepperdine ain't done shit. No, actually, the real... story from Monday night's championship game. I'm actually going to be nice to Gonzaga because we're sometimes mean to them. No one in the world was beating Baylor on Monday night. And I think that we spent all year talking about how great Gonzaga was, rightfully so, because they were undefeated. But the real debate now is Baylor an all-time great team because they destroyed everyone in the tournament? The only team that covered against Baylor was the University of Hartford.
I thought you were going to say Wisconsin.
Nope. University of Hartford.
Okay, that was a twist.
Yeah, University of Hartford in their first game. I think they scored like very late to cover a 25-point spread. But Baylor was dominating all year. The only hiccups they really had was Kansas off of a COVID, three-week COVID.
And it was senior night in Kansas.
And senior night. Yep. So it was a Kansas game that they lost in Lawrence off of COVID hiatus, and then they lost to Cade Cunningham in Oklahoma State in the Big 12 championship game. The story obviously was the undefeated season that Gonzaga was trying to accomplish. Do you know, fun fact, there's actually never been a one-loss season since 1976 champion.
So
Baylor is already in the conversation for best champion in the last 30 years.
I like that. Also, the best one-loss team of all time probably goes to Gonzaga. Should we say that?
Well, you might say the 38-1 Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
They probably
or the Illinois team, right?
Not the championship, though.
Yeah, so actually...
Not the championship.
You know what?
Right.
Embrace debate. I don't even know if Gonzaga cracks the top five of one-loss teams.
So, I don't know what you do if you're a Gonzaga fan. I don't know if there are a lot out there. I did go searching for them, a little schadenfreude last night. I wanted to see like the hardcore Zag fans who were in the point of the night after the game where they're like, if anyone's saying that we have to play in a real conference, just block them and move on.
Well, you should play in a real conference.
You should absolutely play in a real conference.
Yes, I'm going to say that with my chest. And, and yeah, a lot of it has to do with the fact that there aren't a ton of Gonzaga fans out there that will come. It's not like we're talking shit about the Steelers for being the worst, 14-0 team of all time.
Right.
When we say that, we get a ton of people that are they make us feel bad about our takes.
Right.
With Gonzaga, it's like free play.
Right. This was
consequence-free zone.
Everything we thought was verified on Monday night.
I like that. Yeah, let's go back and be like, we said this the entire Gonzaga was an awesome team.
I thought they were going to win.
You're right. Yeah. Baylor, like that's the difference between UCLA playing their perfect game and Baylor playing their perfect game.
Right.
Is Baylor did it, and it was never close. J-Butt, That's what I'm calling him now. J-Butt was calling God last night.
J-Butt 2.
J-Butt 2 was, was calling God last night. Hope God's got rollover minutes. He was fucking dialed in.
He had a moment where when a shooter is so locked in and they're shooting into the ocean, and it's not even like when he shoots a three, it's when he was shooting free throws, and they were as a pure free throw could be, where it was just beautiful to watch. Like, you know, not all swishes are made the same. They're like snowflakes. So that, like, the way he was locked in was incredible. They were just a more physical team, a better team defensively. I don't want to do the old man yells at cloud, but Drew Timmy stroking his mustache when they were getting killed.
They're down 15.
Also altering the mustache in general.
Altering the mustache. Also getting absolutely cooked on defense basically all night. Like, here's something nice for Gonzaga fans. Drew Timmy played so bad in the championship game, he has no choice but to come back to college.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
He should have just shaved everything at halftime. He should have come out looking like Johnny Sins in the second half.
Yeah.
Just like bald, just a smooth guy.
Or 2 for 2 on Johnny Sins this week.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I got bonked again. You know what it was? It's Jimmy's and Joe's over Timmy's and Joel's.
Mm-hmm. And Jalen Suggs getting, obviously, the foul. I hate the foul rule in college, especially in the tournament, because it reminded me of when Florida played Ohio State in the national championship game, and it was billed as Joakim Noah and Greg Oden. Joakim Noah gets, I think, 2 fouls very quickly, only plays 20 minutes of that game. I want to see the best players play. I think that in the tournament, I know this is probably stupid and they'd never do it, but they should make it so that you can get 6 fouls, 7 fouls, whatever. The sixth foul is essentially like a technical where mm-hmm. you get 2 shots in the ball. Like, Jalen Suggs being out of that game 2 minutes in sucked for everyone.
I agree. I think that that's a good take. It'll never happen.
Because,
no one's going to change the rules like that. No. But yes, you're right. We want to see the best players play. I also think that we've somewhere along the lines, we've incentivized college referees to make more charge calls because they get really into it. There's nothing more than a college ref likes than doing the charge call, except maybe like putting your hand on the small of another official's back while you talk it over. They love doing that,
too. It's TV Teddy. TV Teddy and Bo Borowski both made the charge call. They made the charge call sexy.
They need to figure out a different symbol for the charge call to make it like less cool to do.
I have
scratch,
a Mike Greenberg.
Scratch your
Smack
butt.
Yourself in the face.
Yeah, scratch your butt, bite your fist.
Yeah.
I have a Mike Greenberg's dumb rules. I don't know if it's too early in the show for this.
No, go for it.
To fix the charge rule, because it is one of those things where there's so many and it's kind of like annoying where it's like there's too many charges, they should make it so that if you score, it counts.
That's what I said, if you dunk. I think
no matter what. I like that.
Yeah. I think definitely if you dunk on a charge, the charge is waved off. You're saying just if the ball goes in on a shot. But a lot of times there's no shot that's put up.
Right.
I also think you should have to you should have to attempt defense, not just – and you know, obviously I'm probably hurting myself here because I do root for Brad Davison. But you should have to attempt defense instead of doing like the hold my nuts and get run over move. Like, you should have to actually try to block a shot and get charged instead of just trying to get charged.
I don't hate that rule, Hank. I think if the ball goes in, it's fair play across the board.
Yeah.
And the possession still switches.
I also like what we're doing here, which is
and the foul counts.
We're drawing just massive conclusions from this one game that kind of blindsided everybody, basically. But I like that. That's when we start really cooking with our good brains. I think that next year the conversation needs to start happening, like, are transfers the new one and done?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's getting all hot and bothered about transfers.
So it's like if you're doing the brain meme, regular brain is play with four-year seniors. Exploding brain is two and done. Galaxy brain is one and done. And then the universal brain is guys that were supposed to be one and done then transferred to become two and done somewhere else.
Yes. Everyone's getting all upset about it. I love the fact that everyone's able to transfer right now. I think it makes the whole league better. I think – or the whole, like, college basketball better. Because I'd rather see the talent spread out, and I'd also rather see, like, players that want to compete for, you know, a job and be a starter, and they're like, all right, I'm going to go here. And I don't know. It's just better. I think it's better. You not like it, Jake? I also am saying this because Musbus kills the transfers, and I want him to continue to be great.
If coaches can hop from school to school and not have to wait, players should be able to do the same thing.
I love it.
Agreed.
I love it. Jake, so your take on the championship game and maybe your one shining moment, how did you end up doing?
Yeah, so obviously the game was a bit of a letdown in terms of excitement. I'm happy for Hank and Rhea. They get to go on a vacation with their winnings.
That's great.
Well deserved. And the production people get their money. They deserve it too. But it would have been great for the sport if we got a close game, because there was so much build up and hype to this game. And from the beginning, it was, what, 9-0? And Gonzaga really never stood a chance.
Yeah, the moment was too big for Gonzaga. That's what it came. Their lights were too bright out there. And, Hank, I'm just a point of clarity. I've worked sidelines on stool streams probably, like, what, a dozen times, 15 times? That counts as being part of the production staff, right?
Well, I clarified in my tweet, day-to-day.
Day-to-day.
So you have made contributions, which I appreciate very much. Uh-huh. You're great on the sidelines. Yeah. You're great as a competitor. Uh-huh. But, you know, there's a group text with people that are in the mix day-to-day. You were not on that group text.
Oh, because you didn't put me on your group text.
Well, you're just not in the day-to-day. If you want to be day-to-day, I mean, I feel like you guys don't like talking about it in general.
I'm good.
Well, no, you talk about it more than enough for us.
No, but that's the thing. I didn't bring it up today. Like, yeah. It just got brought up. I didn't want to talk about it.
Go download it.
We did just add a Spit and Chicklets game, if you're a hockey fan.
There was, that was definitely not going to be your hot seat.
No, it wasn't. That's the thing. It really wasn't. I am not trying to be annoying about it, but you guys talk about it so much that I have no choice but to, you know, fill in details.
So, Jake, what was the final tally on your one shining moment?
I believe it was 37 out of 68.
That's pretty good.
Is there one moment that was included that you just slapped yourself on the forehead and you're like, man, I really blew that one. I should have put that one on my list.
Roy Williams was kind of bullshit, just going to say.
Yeah, the Roy Williams and Lon Kruger thing, I should have included that.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't in the tournament, so how could you expect that?
Yeah. I thought it was a great montage. The only thing that you had...
Wait, they were in the tournament.
No, he's saying they were knocked out so fast. I mean, UNC was knocked out so fast. Oklahoma played a second round, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They won their first
round. You had a moment that definitely... I thought that you were, like, levels above their thinking with the VCU thing.
Yeah, that one I missed. The sad Grand Canyon thing I did nail.
Yes. Oh, yo, you
victory lap
on
that
credit
one?
To you for Grand Canyon had a kid die, and you said they'd be in there.
No, I'm not trying to take a victory lap. I'm talking about out of the box picks.
Yeah,
it was that, and then it was the VCU thing.
Did you have? Was there any call that you saw from the game last night that you wanted to translate into different languages?
Ooh,
I have my 12.
All right, let's go.
All right, I apologize in advance. When I mispronounce, because this could get ugly.
Just do four. Give us Japanese.
Okay.
German.
Okay. Canadian.
Swahili.
I have 12. I have Japanese and German on here.
Okay. Go.
Japanese. Doryu kantuku, do bira kantuku wa daigu, paskiporu, no reboundu, to saikani kanro. Shimishata Championship du D.
Nice. That beautiful. Was pretty good. All right, German. It'd be great if there
Are
was
you just
like...
picking every country that we fought in World War II here?
Yeah. Okay. Italy's next.
A little more emotion.
Oh, Billy said a little more emotion. Billy, you try to do it in English. Okay, go ahead.
German. Trainer Drew und Baylor benden den Rebound und den Winderaufbau des College Basketballs. Mit einer Mr. Schaft.
Okay, that sounds
Mr. Schaft.
All right, yeah. now do Italian.
Italian.
Use your hands.
Coach Drew Ibella completano e rimbalzano del college basketball e Rico Strus e cono con un campionato.
I just imagine, like, it'd be so funny if there was like an Italian AWL who doesn't even really understand English, and then for one brief second.
This is their shining moment.
Yeah, this is their shining moment. It's like, oh my God.
All right, Jake, last one, free choice. Actually, no, Indian. Do Indian.
We're trying to build the Indian audience, dude.
Yeah, free choice, though. Go ahead. No, don't tell us what, and we'll guess it.
Okay. Hame mandalo veli ulashla vilon della shamot uvrum chadash e malifut.
That's Hebrew.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
Do you have Russian?
Yeah, I have Russian.
Yeah, give me one Russian. Come on. All feels right. good.
Trainer Drew e Baylor Zavershayut Vostalavinu Ila Vostanavili Basketballa V College is Champion Dans Vum.
Are you sure that's not Ukrainian?
I have no clue. It's certainly Russian.
That sounded, but
no, no, it's Ukrainian.
Yeah, Billy knows.
That was Ukrainian.
It's Ukrainian.
I'm going to Brandon Marshall you and stand up. It's Ukrainian.
That's fucking Ukraine.
It's Ukrainian. Always been Ukrainian.
That was great, Jake. I appreciate that.
Again, the Grand Canyon thing was not meant to be.
No, we didn't. No, it's you get credit.
You deserve it. Yeah, take your victory lap. Yeah. Me and you. Yeah. Come on vacation with me.
Hank, put in another round of applause here.
Are you hoping another kid dies next year so you get an easy one on the One Shining Moment? It's like the free play on bingo.
Stop.
I honestly want to say, Jake, that was very impressive.
Yeah.
The fact that you remembered to do it and you did all those, you had like probably 10 others on deck to do.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if we gave Billy that assignment? If we didn't like hold his hand and remind him 6 times to do it?
No, you nailed it, Jake. And it was a great tournament run. It was an awesome tournament. I think we all can agree that was it was great to have it back, and it just felt, I get sad whenever the tournament ends because it is really the best, pound for pound, the best like 3-week, 4-week stretch if you count conference tournaments of sports, because it's just wall to wall.
It was so fun. You don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, to put a bow on it, Gonzaga will never win a title.
I mean, they didn't play against a single ranked team in the entire year of 2021.
That's true. Well, in the tournament, they played Baylor.
Yeah, that's right, and they lost.
Yeah. Wait, who else did they? Creighton? No, Creighton might not have been.
Yeah, beat him in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I'm thinking of who was ranked before the. Either way, they.
Well, not counting the tournament. Not counting the tournament.
Yes. The WCC is a. It's Mickey Mouse.
That's right.
It is a Mickey Mouse league. No disrespect to Loyola Marymount and Portland State and Pepperdine.
St. Mary's.
Portland, not Portland State.
Portland State, why not both? Portland State,
Reed College,
San Francisco,
yeah, all the greats.
You know, places that we all know, the blue bloods of the WCC.
Do you think we have a single listener who attends Reed?
No,
I don't think that we do.
I think that sounds like a weed college.
It's definitely a weed college.
Where is it?
Portland, or it's in Oregon.
Yeah,
it's
no, then
not
yes.
in Portland, but it's
yes,
it's
yes.
Okay,
I think anywhere there's weed smokers, we have at least a few. So, yes, definitely. Absolutely. Reed College, tweet us if you go to Reed College. And also confirm that, like, everyone gets a bong when they get their freshman orientation.
The degree comes rolled up. Real tight.
All right, so other news. Sam Darnold is officially a Carolina Panther. My knee-jerk reaction was, that's actually not too bad, you know, for both sides. The Jets got something, which clearly they wanted to get rid of Sam Darnold. And the Panthers get a guy who they take a gamble on. But then I thought about it more. I was like, when does this ever work? Like, Sam Darnold kind of probably is what he is. Even though he's with Adam Gase, like, is he really going to be incredible?
I got two words for you. Joe Brady. Joe Brady. That's what that. Essentially, they're just gambling on Joe Brady
but
being so good at coaching up quarterbacks that he's able to undo every single thing that he's learned with Adam Gase.
Okay, but here's the problem. If Joe Brady does do that, Joe Brady will get a head coaching job.
Correct.
And then you get back to regular Sam Darnold.
I mean, Joe Brady almost got a head coaching job this offseason.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though.
He's going to be back. So you got to cram.
And then hope he retains it all?
Yeah. You got to cram. Hope he retains everything.
Because then you would also have to sign him to a long-term deal.
Well, they picked up his option.
No, I'm saying if Joe Brady made him awesome, they would be like, Sam Darnold's our quarterback of the future and Joe Brady's gone. And then
maybe
it would be a disaster.
So it would be interesting because they would get to the end of next season. Let's say the Panthers go, I'd say like 10-6 would be a great success.
PFT.
What?
Come on, dude.
Fuck. 10-7.
Put it in the swear jar. Put it in the schedule jar.
Every time we incorrectly say 16 games or we pronounce the Marlins field with an uppercase P, we will have to put $5 into the jar.
Dude, it hurts. It hurts because someone tweeted me the other day.
It doesn't feel right. 10-7 feels wrong.
Someone tweeted me the other day. Dirty. They're like, Bears are going to be lucky to go 7-10. And I was like, damn. 10 losses?
What is this? Like, now next we're going to have to do shit on aggregate?
Yeah.
It feels like soccer. It
sucks, man.
So, yeah, if they go 10-7, I think that would be a pretty big success for them. But then at the end of that year, they would still have him for another year because they did pick up the option.
But they would probably want to commit to him because they wouldn't want to let him go.
But they might not because now he doesn't have Joe Brady anymore.
Right. So it's kind of – I don't know how it –
They put themselves in a future – decision-making problem that we can see coming from a mile away.
And if he's good enough to, like, get them to the middling range, then they won't be high enough in the draft to get a nice new quarterback.
Right.
So it's weird. And it also asks you, like, well, all right, so why did they get Teddy Bridgewater last year? Because now they have to keep paying Teddy Bridgewater. So my knee-jerk reaction was everyone wins. And I think the Jets do still win because they obviously think Zach Wilson is the guy and they get some extra draft capital. I don't really understand. The Panthers are taking a gamble, but it feels like a precarious way forward.
So I think the Eagles win this trade because of what they ended up getting for Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, we really put the Colts over a barrel on this one.
Yeah.
So
although Carson Wentz has played better.
Right. Right, but
in his career.
I think Sam Darnold, yeah, he could absolutely deal with a change of scenery at this point.
Oh, definitely.
And I think the Jets, yeah, the Jets are probably going to be happy. The Panthers are, was there a better option out there that the Panthers could go for right now?
I don't know if there's a better option right now.
So it is kind of win-win.
Yeah, yeah.
Both teams finished this trade 9-8.
Yeah, I just think Sam Darnold's one of those guys, like he was kind of that guy in college, you know, like a lot of turnovers. He was, I guess he had some good moments, but not really consistent moments. I don't know. It's very rare that a guy is like this for an extended period of time and then all of a sudden he's something different.
Well, the real question we have to ask is he a pogue or is he a kook?
Yeah, that's true.
Would you die for Sam D?
He would be perfect on that show. He definitely would be. It will be interesting to see what happens. I don't really know. I guess Joe Brady's got to work his magic.
Mm-hmm.
That's
my favorite thing to say after we've talked ourselves into a state of just utter confusion. Just always wrap it up with, it will be interesting to see what happens. Because it will be interesting.
It will be interesting. I'm excited.
I'm interested to see what happens.
I also enjoy the new fad of people tweeting out select Sam Darnold throws from last year being like, you're telling me that Zach Wilson's better than this? It's like, well, that's, yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, I would say guess.
So. But also, yeah. Any Sam Darnold highlight that you see from the last couple years is it's intrinsically poisoned because he practiced against Greg Williams' defenses
right.
all the time. And as we know, Greg Williams would do fucked up stuff to a young quarterback.
My question is, does Sam Darnold get traded from the Jets if he never gets mono? Is that the sliding door moment of Sam Darnold's entire life? I actually kind of think it is.
Like some poor girl went out in Hoboken when she should have stayed home.
But it was what?
It's the Elijah Moore effect.
Was it his second or third year that he got mono? Was it 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago.
So it was his second? No. Yeah, it was his second year. When did he get drafted? Fuck.
Is mono the second year bump?
It was 2018 draft.
Because we were worried about him getting COVID.
So it was his second year. So that's an important year for a quarterback. It's his second year. And he misses, what did you say? What did you just say?
Well, because the third year, we thought he was going to get COVID as a joke. You're like, oh, he's going to be out with COVID because he's going to catch it.
All the years, this last year has completely...
That was a very funny joke that we said.
...really ruined my conception of time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fully grasp time anymore.
Hey, guys, it's still March 2020.
Yeah. No, but sometimes it feels like that.
It does.
All right, so he was drafted in 2018... He played in 2019, and he got mono in 2019, so his second year. So we were right. So if he never gets mono, is he something different? And I actually kind of think yes.
Yeah, it was an important time, for sure.
Billy is
shaking his head saying no. But yeah, I'm waiting for the first column to come out blaming hookup culture on Sam Darnold's regression as an NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
Prisco, you're due. And by the way, so when we started talking about Jimmy's and Joe's X's and O's, I had a flashback to Pete Prisco's Twitter account. So I did a little search through his timeline.
He blocked?
Absolutely not. He's never blocked me. Well, actually, I think
he would block anyone.
Point. Yeah, he would block us.
Yeah.
For sure. But he is the king. Like, if you look at his Twitter feed from 2010 through 2016, he was all about tweeting out Jimmy's and Joe's X's and O's,
yep.
Like all the time.
Well, because he watches the tape.
He grinds that fucking
tape.
But Billy, you were saying that you don't think that him getting mono was that big of an impact.
Sam Darnold in that situation on the Jets, what he went through is like totally... Sam Darnold with a new start, way better than anything that could have happened in that Jets organization. Right now, we got Saleh getting everything renewed.
Salah.
New, you know, he's cleaning house, and he knew Darnold was a victim of the situation, and he would be able to get a lot for him in Carolina and get him out of there.
I don't really understand what that meant, but yeah I agree. I agree. You know what the Panthers should do? Was it the Liverpool song? The Jets should do this. We got Salah.
Money, money.
Just find different players on the team and redo that song because it's a banger.
Yeah, and Bobby Fornino.
And we got Coutinho.
All right, Masters. We have the Masters coming. Very excited for that. Brooks is playing. Tiger's not.
Correct.
Max Homa is partnered with Bryson, and I have an issue that I'd like to address. I saw Bryson with his driver hitting those drives in the practice range, and I kind of like him.
So I know the clip that you're talking about.
I kind of like him.
Objectively
guys.
Speaking, it was very cool.
Here we go again.
I still don't like him. Never will.
Did you see the clip?
The clip was he was like smashing him, and then he would get pissed off that he didn't have another ball. He'd be like, "Give me another fucking ball!"
And then he'd
take it and slam it down. It was like he was playing slam ball.
Yeah, and he has a new driver that he's going to unveil.
How long is
very
this
long? So I had feelings for the clip. I was like, holy shit, this clip is badass. You put like a little Metallica behind it. It's the coolest clip ever. But then the article I was reading on the Big Lead had talk about his last trip to the Masters this fall. And remember how he thought he had COVID? And I then immediately hated Bryson again because it said that Bryson thought he might have caught COVID, but he did not. In fact, doctors couldn't pinpoint anything that was wrong with him. According to an ESPN story, DeChambeau had CT scans, x-rays, an ultrasound on his heart, measuring the blood vessels in his neck, infection checks, brain scans, and oxygen levels. After 4 or 5 months of testing, they couldn't find anything. And I immediately hated him again.
Yeah.
Because he basically just was like, how could I have not won the Masters? Find something wrong with me, doctor.
It sounds like what they did to Austin Powers' body after they defrosted him. Like all the different medical procedures they put him through. Yeah, listen, I'm not ever going to like Bryson DeChambeau, but he was mashing those balls.
He does
things, mashes.
I hate him, but he also does things that I like. It catches my eye from across the bar, and I'm like, oh my God.
Well, because it's the guy that you would want to go over and watch. He looked like a long drive competitor.
I don't think that's
not going to be his swing, although it would be sick.
I don't know, dude.
I don't think it's possible for him to go out on the courts and do that, because if you were to see like a spray chart, who knows where that was going.
I feel every now and then when he gets up there and does something cool, I feel like Paris Hilton just be like, that's hot.
That's so hot. It was slightly hot. If I'm Max Homa, just start doing math problems out loud right next to him on the golf course.
Yeah, Max, you're going to do this. Start roasting his swing out loud.
You know what would be sick if during the par 3 competition, that's today, right?
Tomorrow. Oh, today.
It's today as it's being broadcast. But if he was just taking like sand wedges and doing that exact same swing and just hitting the dick out of him, that'd be fun.
There's nothing better though than the Masters come down from the March Madness. It is really the greatest like setup because it's high impact, high stress sports watching for 3-4 weeks, and then you get the most low impact, good on your knees, napping on the couch, in and out. The best type of sports watching. It's such a great like come down from March Madness.
It's like exactly how you get rid of a hangover. So March Madness is just the rager. You stayed out until 4 a.m. And then the next day you wake up, and what's the best remedy? A little hair of the dog. Mm-hmm. Getting Jim Nantz speaking to you for an entire weekend in a softer voice than he was before is the hair of the dog of coming down from sports. So it's perfect. I'm also
sneakers squeaking to birds chirping.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful.
Do you think that they were piping in the sneakers squeaking at the NCAA tournament? Because remember, we were talking about that one had higher level of squeakiness.
There are times there was one game I tweeted a clip maybe like it might have been last season, but there are times when I think that they're doing it on purpose because it's so loud.
Yeah.
But I just think they were just, you know, fresh courts.
More microphones, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's obviously a lot of storylines. We're rooting for Brooks. If we can't root for Brooks, we're going to root for Max to make the cut.
And if we can't root for Tiger.
Yeah, well, with Tiger, did you see at the Masters dinner this year? So Dustin Johnson.
That was my cool throw, and we forgot to talk about it, but yeah.
Yeah, so they're saving a seat for Tiger. They're keeping a seat open for Tiger Woods.
The guys are talking about the food.
I was just talking about the pigs in a blanket.
Oh, okay.
It's on his menu.
What else is on Dustin's menu?
That's it. That's all. Like, no, he's got whatever. Who cares about the rest of his menu? He has pigs in a blanket as appetizer.
Dustin should have, like, a funnel cake station in the bathroom stall, if you know what I'm saying.
No, but it feels like, well.
A little cover up. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to, yeah. That might be.
Put that sugar on there.
Yeah. He's got to, you know, make sure you wear your shoes, Dustin, not just socks.
Yeah.
When you're walking down the stairs.
But yeah, they're leaving the seat open for Tiger at the Champions dinner.
That's beautiful. And pigs in a blanket, though, it does
that's
feel
more beautiful.
Yeah, no, it is. It feels like we all made it. Like I'm never going to get to go to an Augusta dinner, but I'm there in spirit when they bite into when Jon Rahm and fucking Oosthuizen and all these other guys and you know Greg Norman and Freddie Boom Boom Couples, who's going to be there for his 750th Masters, when they bite into that. Pigs in a blanket, that's me you're biting into.
Does Does Nance get to go to it?
I bet you he
goes. He should. Freddie Couples definitely would
bring
him
brings a plus one.
As a plus one, for sure. Yeah. I'm looking forward to people finding things to get upset about, like that they're not honoring Tiger enough. This seems like we're off to a good start, though, leaving the seat open for him. Like, you think people are going to get mad if the pimento cheese isn't dyed red on Sunday?
Yeah. I'll be mad.
I will be mad.
Personally,
about that.
I will be mad.
Oh, Hank, you should. Leave Normie's dish empty tonight for Dan Heron.
Yeah.
Dan Heron's pug.
Also, make sure Normie gets extra horny on Sunday to honor Tiger with his red rocket.
I can do that.
That would be great. All right, let's get to our Hot Seat Cool Throne. Hot Seat Cool Throne's brought to you by our friends at BetterHelp. All right, guys, we're going to get serious for a second. The last year has been hard on a lot of people, and that's why we're doing something new and partnering with our new sponsor, BetterHelp Online Therapy at Barstool Sports. We truly love and appreciate our listeners. Without you, none of us would be able to do what we do every day. So once in a while, we try to bring you something good. Maybe it's for you. Maybe it's not. A lot of us take care of our bodies. But with as tough of a year this has been on many of us, we might as well let you know that you got to take care of your minds as well. There's a misunderstanding of what therapy is. It can be whatever you want it to be. It doesn't have to be sitting around talking about your feelings. It can be a lot of different things. It comes in a lot of different shapes and sizes. And that's what we do with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. There's a lot of different options. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself because you are your greatest asset. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/PMT. That's BETTERHELP.com/PMT. Seriously, guys, if you've always been thinking, hey, it'd be nice if I could talk to someone, maybe it's just talking to someone that isn't a close friend or a family member or spouse. It's super easy, and you don't have to jump through a bunch of hurdles and try to find someone in your city. You can do it online with betterhelp.com/PMT. So go take care of your mind. You take care of your body all the time. Betterhelp.com/PMT. Okay, Hank, hot seat, cool throne.
My hot seat, we talked about on Monday. He was my who's back. Now he's my hot seat. The truth. Paul Pierce.
Fired.
Fired.
Hey, ready? Watch. Listen. Hold on. You fired.
That's good.
Who is that? Austin Powers?
No, it's the guy from The Apprentice. You fired.
That's good.
It's Michael Scott, actually.
Is this podcast going to be allowed to go out now?
It's Michael Scott.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, he got fired from ESPN for his wild Saturday night.
Yes.
It honestly didn't look that wild of Saturday night, if we're being honest. The depressing part about it was how... No.
Yeah, no, that was
I'm
a bonk.
Bonked
that was for
right.
sure a bonk. But like that's like CrossFit. Like your warm-up... My warm-up is your workout.
I pregame like you party.
Paul Pierce's that's Saturday night is my
smoking
fucking Sunday afternoon.
That wasn't even dancers.
We need to get a real bonk stink.
We should get a bonk. Studio. Wait.
PFT would
we
be
should,
concussed.
We should attach it to this doge that I've got right here.
I think it's the... You know what, PFT? In your defense, I think it's the weather.
Yeah, you're right.
You're like
you're
a
right.
dog who's...
It's almost sundress season. Yeah.
You're in heat. We got to neuter you.
But it wasn't... That's what was depressing about it, is the fact that, like, he seemed low-key. Like, he was talking to his phone when there were dancers all around him, butt naked. Like, that's what was depressing to me. It wasn't the fact that he was, like... I didn't feel bad for Paul Pierce. Like, look what a sad story this guy is, having a rager with these strippers. It was like they were calmly dancing. I don't even think music was playing. I think they were just kind of like gyrating in his living room, and Paul Pierce was just looking at his phone. That's what made me sad.
Yeah, I agree. He shouldn't have been fired. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Let the man live.
I agree.
Let the boys watch.
That's why my cool throne is me. If Paul Pierce somehow ends up working at Barstool, that would be a dream come true for myself, you know, just to be able to say I'm coworkers with Paul Pierce. People,
what about
you
us?
Guys, when Deion Sanders, well, that's already a dream come true. Every day I live my dream. But it would just be like, you know, you guys are my adult heroes. He was my childhood hero. I feel like people had this reaction. You guys are a little bit older when we signed Deion, and he was like, oh, Deion Sanders, like, watching my whole life, blah, blah, blah. I didn't have that reaction just because he was a little bit, you know, past when I was watching the NFL. Paul Pierce, my entire life, he was like the guy, so it'd be sick. Yeah. Somehow he worked here.
For me, it was Jerry Thornton.
The truth.
When we signed him.
Well, he was here long before
you. But then he left.
True.
And then he came back.
True. My cool throne, bonk.
What?
Jerry Thornton's BFT's hero.
Yeah, that's bonk. True. That's a bonk.
Bonk. It's a big time bonk.
I'm buying.
Yeah.
You're buying a bonk.
He's going to, you're going to bonk the brains out.
I've been getting bonked too much recently.
Because you've been too horny.
No.
Jerry Thornton is like your hero.
It's not fair.
I just, listen, if you read some of Jerry Thornton's old columns,
it's
they were
nice of you to call them
from PFT commenter columns circa 2014.
Nice of you to call them columns.
Yeah. No, they were. There was one that was just like, how come we can't, when do we get back to the age in baseball where we stop paying attention to numbers and start paying attention to guys who like to get laid?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
My other cool throne, Aaron Rodgers. He's probably, PFT said it, I don't know if this was on your cool throne, but he's probably going to be the permanent host of Jeopardy now.
So he's going to retire from football?
No, he wants to do both.
He should retire.
He wants
he
to do both.
Do both.
Shailene
he
Woodley.
He can't possibly do both.
With a strong, supportive spouse behind him, I think that he can do it.
I don't think he can do both.
To.
I don't think he can do both.
Aaron needs the support of
And also come on PMT.
He needs the support of a family, of a very close family unit, to be able to excel, and he's got Shailene Woodley standing right behind him. I do think that this is the perfect fit for Aaron Rodgers. I think it's everything
he
that...
He needs to come on
I don't watch.
Next season.
I don't watch Jeopardy, so I don't care.
That he loves. I watch Jeopardy a lot, and it features mustaches heavily, and it features the host who gets to know the answers to everything and feel smarter than everybody else, which is exactly in Aaron Rodgers' thing. And he gets to answer things in the form of a question, which is very much like him, to be like, why would you ask me that question instead of answering it?
And Ken Jennings, not possible because of being dead?
There's Bean Dad, and then he's got – Ken Jennings has some tweets.
I just like saying just, hey, Ken Jennings should be the next host of Jeopardy, but he's friends with Bean Dad.
Yeah. What about Dr. Oz?
You missed that week in the internet.
Any Oz stands?
Yeah.
I totally forgot about Bean Dad.
Bean Dad.
So did I. I thought you were talking about the shrimp guy still.
That's one of those things that we experienced when at the moment it was very funny and it's all we talked about for a day. But in retrospect, you did more damage to your brain thinking about Bean Dad for 2 days than most people would have done to their brain spending 17 years on methamphetamines.
Yeah. Or more damage than denying your 9-year-old daughter beans.
Yes.
Like, that's...
Bean Dad did to you what he did to...
Yeah, what
people
he was
said
pretending
he
to do to his
daughter.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
All right. My hot seat is the sun. The battle of humans versus the sun continues. There was an article in the New York Times that scientists are putting together a plan to block the sun out.
Ooh.
To reduce global warming, to reduce greenhouse gases. They're trying to put in, like, essentially a giant shade onto the world to block out some of the sun. Finally, we're getting back at that bastard. But I mean, there's an easy way to do it, and there's a hard way. You could use science like a nerd, or you could just straight up look at a globe and be like, yeah, let's do that. Let's paint the equator black like an outfielder wearing the stuff on their cheekbones trying to absorb the glare from the sun. To me, that seems like an elegant solution, and I think that the world would look cooler if it had a belt.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So there we go. Take that, science.
My cool throne is, Hank, it was going to be Aaron Rodgers' intellectual curiosity. Instead, it's going to be accountability. accountability is on the cool throne because Dusty Baker has said that the Astros have been accountable. They've paid for their sins. Mm-hmm. And now it's a little upsetting to him, and it really speaks to the world that we're living in these days, where just because you cheated your way to a World Series title in egregious forms and then had a year where you didn't pay for the consequences, there are people that are throwing inflatable trash cans off the field and yelling at players in front of their children at the games. And they've served their time, Big Cat.
Yeah.
The Astros have served their time.
I don't know if this is insensitive, but just brainstorming on future Mount Rushmores.
Yeah.
We should do winners of the coronavirus pandemic because they are up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They skirted so much like heat, and everyone was so mad at them going into the season. Season never happened. And then when it happened, it was already like there was so much shit that happened in between the scandal coming out and then playing games that, and there was no fans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
That will be a good Mount Rushmore.
Put LeBron, that in the memory machine. Because he never would have won a title if there were fans.
Seriously.
Introverts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And billionaires. Introverts. Introverted extroverts.
Oh, we got Hank going. Hank, you going.
Yeah, billionaires. Wow.
Rose emoji?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it's just a fact.
It is true. They got richer.
Yeah.
What do you think a rich person would taste like, Hank, if you were to eat them?
Yeah. I don't know. Only one way to find out.
Mm-hmm.
If you
I won that bet last night too, so I shouldn't be speaking about myself.
Yeah.
In that way.
How big of a guillotine would you need to make for Bezos?
He seems like he's got a small head. Well, it's neck, right? Anyway.
Yeah, it's the neck.
They should just imagine they guillotine your head.
That would be brutal.
Right through your brain,
like in Kill Bill, where the top of her.
Yo, spider. I haven't seen it.
They killed Bill.
All right. You're cool. No, you did.
That was my cool throw.
All right, my hot seat is Jacob DeGrom. It's Jacob DeGrom season. Was that yours?
No.
What were you going to say?
Don't worry about it.
I can't believe we're still doing this with Jacob DeGrom. The Mets. It was.
No, it was.
So what was your reaction?
Nothing.
You're very puzzled.
You reacted, Billy.
You reacted to Jacob DeGrom.
Something has happened, but I won't tell you till it's all over.
No, you have to tell us now.
Okay, basically, all my hot seats and cool thrones haven't been taken yet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so it was a let's go reaction.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
You'd be the worst poker player of all time.
Nice. No, Jacob DeGrom had another game. So since 2018, he's got a 2.07 ERA. And the Mets are 36-41 in those games.
Can you list the run support that Jacob DeGrom has gotten in his last 10 games?
Here we go. 1, 2, 4, 2, 0, 3, 5. Stan Lee, who cares?
Get this man a Diet Coke.
All right, go ahead, Billy.
These
better be incredible.
The Red Sox put out this new alternate uniform.
On the hot seat?
Hot seat. Everyone was like, what are these? But like, no one knows they're for the marathon. I'm just talking about Twitter. Everyone's
I'm pretty
like,
sure
I
like the
these.
Tweet where they announced them were like, hey.
Like we're celebrating the, or remembering
right, no,
the
but
marathon.
Everyone was like, what are these?
And those
these?
Have been like the marathon colors for
you know, I know,
136
years. But people outside of Boston don't know that.
But I think in the tweet,
it's just
said
it
that.
But the thing is, it's bright.
Okay, 0 for 1.
Blue
next.
And yellow, and they're like, I thought this was 0
for
the Red Sox.
0 for 1.
Brandon Marshall talking with his chest.
Okay, 1 for 2.
Yeah, Brandon Marshall
that was
just
a crazy
going
clip.
Off being totally wrong.
I thought he was so confident in what he was saying. That I thought I was wrong.
I went
watching
it.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, wait a second. But then 10 days, and then there's the two-way contracts, which I don't. I still
and only four players
understand.
Get paid?
Yeah, only four players are on salary at any given time on any NBA team.
I went and Googled
but
it. I was like, wait, is it true?
He could have convinced me that he was right.
It was incredible.
I think we need to start doing that ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just Billy says anything.
Yeah.
But confident.
Okay, you're 1 for 2.
Rappaport went on First Take.
Okay.
And cried.
Well, no for 3 because it was undisputed.
No, 1 for 3 now.
1 for 3.
Undisputed?
It was undisputed, and he also said at the end it was a joke.
But it was funny because...
and you could tell because he's such a bad actor that it wasn't
he's so much... Oh, fuck.
Okay. Is there any level of you guys that wish that you went harder at Rapport so you could have got deposed and had these clips come out because they're so funny?
I mean, I don't want to incriminate myself too much, but... I said some things that have been recorded and are publicly available that he probably could have deposed me and won for.
Yeah.
But he's so incompetent as a human being that he wasn't able to come up with this stuff. And when he was doing that thing on Undisputed, he says he was joking at the end, but everything that he was saying, there are things that he actually feels, but he was like pretending to cry about it when in reality he almost wanted to cry about it. And that's what the joke was.
He is that guy. He was like, oh, I'm so sensitive, I'd go and sue a whole company. He is that guy. He is a clown. He's a joke. Like, he burns every bridge. But with all that said, I still think the cat killing saga was one of the funniest things ever. That's probably why he didn't depose us, because we would have just sat there and been like, that dude killed cats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he killed cats.
Cool Throne, Bruce Campbell, former Raiders tackle. There was a video accusing him of being in a Walmart fight, but turns out it was just a random tall offensive lineman looking guy.
And it wasn't actually the real Bruce Campbell. 2 for 4.
Yeah. Did it actually look like him?
Not a little bit.
There was a post that said Billy's not on steroids.
Yeah, it was also a really stupid tweet, because it was like, now you know why Derek Carr like sucks. It's like, Bruce Campbell played for the Raiders in like 2010.
Yeah, he got knocked out. Basically, he got knocked out by a much shorter, lighter, skinnier guy.
That's right. Yep.
And,
just all right, 2 for 4.
Now we're getting to the garbage ones, because I thought...
Oh, now we are.
Let's see.
DoorDash drivers have been beating the algorithm to get higher pay rates on their deliveries.
2 for 5.
Okay.
The Jets. Cool Throne.
So you thought we were going to not talk
about
Sam Darnold?
We weren't going to talk about Sam Darnold?
How about this? What about...
2 for 6.
I got an extra Cool Throne for you. I just remembered. Cool Throne, every team in
solid
the NFL.
Batting average.
Yeah,
it is.
Football in the South for having a whole Easter sermon on people who decommitted from Clemson and talking about the importance of commitment.
Mm-hmm. Jesus decommitted from being dead.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate transfer portal was The Rock.
And that was my hot seat culture.
All right, good job, Billy.
The one thing I wanted to bring up, though, the Falcons are now saying that they are willing to trade their first-round pick. I think they're picking 4th.
Yeah.
And so that is actually a cool throwing for every team in the NFL, because you get to have a couple weeks of discussion of maybe it's going to be us. Mm-hmm. No one's out of it just yet.
Yes.
So the Bears might do it, Big Cat.
No, we got Russell Wilson. Jake, do you have anything that we missed?
Yeah. Hot seat, unfortunately, is you guys, because the All-Star game is a move to Coors Field, and the balls are going to fly for the home run derby.
Yeah, for everyone, though, dude.
Yeah, exactly. The concept of altitude doesn't only work on Christian Yelich. But
I'm nervous.
I looked at the dimensions, Jake. In right field in Cumberland, Georgia, at Truist, it's 325 feet. In Colorado, it's 350 feet. So it's actually harder for a left-handed batter to win the home run derby.
There we go.
So Cool Throne is my butthole.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fair. The real Cool Throne is concession prices, because patrons are allowed at the Masters this year, and we're going to see that tweet somewhere of how cheap everything is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right.
My friend J.P. Finley from Washington, D.C. is going to the Masters, and he hit me up yesterday, and he said, do you want anything from the Masters? And I was confused by the question at first, because it's like, wait – you can just
grass.
Like, grass. I might want
him bring grass.
I could ask him for some grass, but what if he just mailed us a pimento cheese sandwich?
That works. Yeah, no, it's because of all the stuff that they, like the pro shop is, you can't buy it anywhere else.
That's right. Yeah.
That's why he was asking.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I'll ask him for
grass.
His
question would have been better asked, do you want people to ask if you've been to the Masters, and then you have to say no?
Yeah.
Because that's really all that would happen if you wore a Masters hat, official Masters hat. Mm-hmm. People would be like, oh, sick, what year did you go? I'm like, well, I didn't. JP got me this hat.
Yeah, so JP, if you're listening right now, just send us a sandwich and maybe some shavings from the 4th fairway.
Yes, there we go. And steal one flag stick.
And a pig in a blanket.
You get to decide which flag stick you want to steal. All right, let's do Jimmy Tatro. Awesome interview. Before we get to that, PFT, you had a quick word from our friends.
Yeah, before we get to that, this is actually very important. I want to talk to you guys about highway safety and about making sure that you arrive at your destination safely and securely, especially when it comes to crossing any sort of railroad crossing. It can be frustrating, especially if you're in a hurry or if you're running late, to find yourself at a railway crossing waiting for a train. If the signals are going and the train's not even there yet, you might want to feel a bit tempted to try and sneak across the tracks. Well, don't. Don't ever do it. To the naked eye, trains often appear to be further away and moving slower than they are. I got hit by a train war zone the other day because I thought I could make it across the tracks. Just one example of how trains could be very deceiving with their speed. They can't stop quickly. Even if the engineer hits the emergency brakes right away, it can take a train over a mile to stop. By that time, it's too late. The result is a potentially deadly crash. The point is, you can't know how quickly the train will arrive. The train can't stop quickly. Even if it sees you, it ends in disaster. If the signals are on, the train's on its way, and you need to remember one thing, stop, because trains can't. The interview is also brought to you by our great friends at Sport Clips, new sponsor alert. I actually have a standing appointment right now at Sport Clips for January 10th to get my hair cut as soon as Ryan Fitzpatrick wins a playoff game. Or they might actually win the division, get a bye, so I might have to bump that to the following week. But it's going to be at Sport Clips, going to get a haircut. It's going to be great. Sport Clips stylists are experts in men and boys' haircuts with specialized training and techniques. Cutting guys' hair can be harder than cutting women's hair sometimes. When you go to Sport Clips versus a place that cuts women's hair, you're getting stylists who are specifically trained to cut guys' hair. Sport Clips are experts in understanding facial shape and hair texture and cutting to a guy's best advantage. Sport Clips signature service is the MVP haircut experience. Do you guys know about the MVP experience at Sport Clips? I'm not even going to read the rest of the ad because they're going to talk about their legendary steam towel that you get, the most refreshing thing in the world. It's so much more than a haircut. The legendary hot steam towel on your face, the massaging shampoo that makes you melt into your seat. It's the ultimate in relaxation. With 1,800 locations nationwide, Sport Clips is closer than you think, and your experience is even better with on-deck text alerts, which means less wait time, more prime time. You're going to get a 15-minute heads up when it's time to head in, and another text when you're next in line. Sport Clips gives you more ways to save time so you can enjoy your prime time. Text message opt-in required. Message and data fees may apply. Visit a Sport Clips near you for a haircut that exceeds the typical experience from start to finish. Now here he is, Jimmy Tatro.
Okay, we now welcome on our good friend, recurring guest Hall of Famer. It's Jimmy Tatro. He's got a new show. It is called Home Economics. It's on ABC. Don't know if you heard of it, but Jimmy is now a sitcom star. So my first question is about the show. I watched the trailer. It's Home Economics. Also, Topher Grace is on it, who is a recurring guest as well. It's about a family, and it's three siblings. One of the siblings is a one percenter, one middle class, and one barely holding on. Jimmy is the one percenter. Was this method acting for you?
You know what's funny is when I told my mom about the concept of the show, she was like, "Did you write it?" I was like, "No, mom, I didn't. It's just an ABC show I got cast in." She was like, "Oh, okay. Sounds like, I don't know. It kind of sounds like our life."
It is a big deal. You're on ABC now. I don't want to say you've made it, but you've kind of made it.
You could say sold out.
Yeah, you sold out, made it. You are now like, I'm happy that you even gave us this time because you're basically an A-lister. But when you found out about getting cast on this, like, how does that work? You must have been like, holy shit, this is pretty sick.
Yeah, to be honest, I kind of went back and forth about it for a while. I was just a little scared of doing an ABC show, just because it seemed a little different than what I usually do. But like, I really liked the pilot script. It didn't feel like corny. And I was a little nervous going in, but like every script that I read, they just kept getting funnier. And I actually was like, oh, I'm really liking these scripts, which was a pleasant surprise. So yeah, it was easy to be hyped once we were actually shooting, and it was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah. So it must be a lot different because you do come from a background where you can do pretty much whatever the fuck you want as your comedy. Mm-hmm. Like if you have your own YouTube page, you're basically, you know, no one's telling you what you can and can't say. Now you're on network TV. Is there anything that you've like had to adjust or like tone down going to ABC?
Yeah, I think just kind of going to just acting in general, there's a lot of things like you got to tone down from doing, you know, your own stuff on YouTube. You just got to kind of realize that you're just playing a role. You're just a piece of the puzzle. You can't really dictate the creative direction of things when you're just an actor, which is something like early on, it was kind of hard to Yeah, it's hard when you don't agree creatively with things coming from a place where you're used to like calling the shots. So I just kind of made sure to only choose things from here on that I like am actually on board with, because when I'm not, I can't even fake it.
Yeah.
Are you going to get advertisements for your show on like Disney shows and ESPN, like live sports? I always love it when Jim Nantz has to talk about like a new sitcom that he's obviously never watched. So he's
right.
like, you know, he's in the middle of the Final Four and he's like, make sure to check out Chad debuting next week on CBS. Like, are you going to get like Mike Tirico tossing you up? Well, I guess it would be Mike.
So. I'm not going to lie. I looked up, cause I know the show comes out on April 7th and I did the math to see if we'd get any NBA finals love.
Yeah.
I think the finals is a little after us.
Yeah. That would have been nice. Are you worried at all about becoming America's heartthrob?
No, not really. No, I don't know if I'm open to it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And also what you guys were saying earlier about, you know, I know you brought up the word sellout. Mm-hmm. I get that, you know, but what we were talking about last time, you know, about me being an up and comer,
mm-hmm.
You know, would you say that this changes that?
Yeah. You just came.
Yeah. You've arrived. Yeah. You came and you've arrived. Yes. Yes.
You got that post nut clarity right now. You're about to do your best work.
I don't think you're a sellout. I just think that, yeah, you know, you actually are definitely a sellout. Officially a sellout.
But sometimes I feel that way too.
This is why PFT and I have never done an ABC sitcom. Like, we've been offered many times. I think actually PFT was offered for your role. I was offered for Topher's.
Mm-hmm.
And we both said, no thanks. People will be like, oh, what sellouts? So you
I
must
saw have, on yeah. the casting description they were going after a PFT type.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they were. Yeah. Actually, I think I was probably going to be the homeless guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's – you mixed it up.
They
it
was, couldn't get you, so they – Yeah. Settled for me.
Yeah. So, actually, honestly, it's our dream to sell out. I think it should be everybody's dream to sell out. So, congrats. Really, sell out just means that you got a bigger audience and you're getting paid a shitload of money to do it. So,
and a Tesla.
And a Tesla. Do you have a? Do you drive a Tesla?
I do have. I do have a.
Oh,
Tesla.
Yeah, shit!
In my defense, I already had the Tesla before the.
Oh. Okay. So you bought it on credit. I like that. Little overextension before you got this.
Wait, did you pay full price? Did you buy it online? Did you click the thing? And then you're like, oh, fuck, I just bought a Tesla.
No, I actually won it through David Dobrik, one of David Dobrik's giveaways.
Oh, yes, Jake here has one. Steve Will Do It got him one. So yeah, kind of same.
I was
same
really way. Lucky, but I commented, I think, 1,000 times. And I followed everyone that he followed.
Uh-huh.
And I entered to win, and you know what? I won.
Yeah, I love those giveaways. They're so funny because it's just the most random people end up with Teslas. Like, I saw the Nelk boys gave some, like, random, like, probably 18-year-old kid in New Hampshire a Tesla. Like,
I love it when they don't seem that excited, too. Like, the winner, they, like, FaceTime the winner, and the winner's like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm FaceTiming you. Aren't you fucking thrilled? And they're like, yeah, that's cool.
I love the idea of giving a Tesla to somebody in the middle of, like, I don't know, like, yeah, like New Hampshire, Vermont. And then it breaks down and they have to pay $10,000 for a replacement part. Yeah. Like,
right. They just have no charging situation. There's no superchargers within, like, a 1,000-mile radius.
I want to get back real quick. Before we started actually taping this, you were telling a story about a beehive in your backyard. That is actually – it's fascinating to me. So you had a pretty substantial beehive right behind you.
It was enthralling. Yeah. I followed it very closely.
Yeah. I mean, I like to say if you were a bee living in L.A. in 2020, you either lived at my hive or you knew someone who did.
I love it. It's like Studio 54
yeah,
in New York.
Coolest club.
Yeah. I actually wanted to do like a little mockumentary of called The Place to Be. That was like a Studio 54 type documentary about like the hottest beehive. But then I figured no one will think this is funny except me, probably.
No, so. No, that was good. Wait. So The Place to Be. No, that's funny. Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. But about the bee, it was really fucking big. Like, it was probably, like, I'm not kidding, it was like 4 feet high. And I was at a count, I think this was like last April, maybe May. And my roommate calls me freaking out. And he's like, dude, like, I can barely understand. Like, dude, the hive went down, man. The hive went down. There's fucking bees everywhere, dude. Fuck. And it went down, and there was like thousands and thousands of bees just swarming. And I didn't get home for like another 2 weeks. So they had all kind of died.
Damn.
And I was pretty sad because I really felt like I was doing good things for the bee population.
Yeah.
Do you feel like maybe that's a metaphor for your life? Like, you're now on ABC, Mr. Big Shot, getting too big, you might fall off that branch.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah. Man. Sorry.
You always take these things, man. They just kind of.
Sorry for going there. That might be too deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty deep. You know, I wasn't ready to dive into that. I hope not. You know, I like to think that. I like to think that all the branches I'm jumping to, I've tested to make sure they're sturdy enough to hold the hive. I want to harvest on that branch.
Yeah. Not to sound like a stalker. I mean, I follow you on Instagram. We talk every now and then, but you also, over the summer, you did some traveling and mm-hmm. you did like the cool guy living out of a van thing, made it look really awesome. What was the coolest place you went in America?
It doesn't sound like that unique of a thing to say, but it was definitely Yellowstone. I mean, I saw a lot of cool places, like Bryce Canyon was really cool. And, you know, there's a lot of like cool places up the California coast. The Oregon coast was really beautiful, but Yellowstone just has it all. You know, there's just like the wildlife, the waterfalls, the lakes, the meadows. Like, there's literally, it checks every nature box you could possibly, you know, the geysers, hot springs. So yeah, I'd say Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Did you see any cool wolves up there? I love the Yellowstone wolves.
Well, I saw some big ass bison, which was, you know, a little scary, but pretty cool.
I think bison kill like 10 people a year up in Yellowstone, right? Because people try to take selfies with them. They have to put up signs everywhere saying, like, don't get too close to these buffalo. They will just straight up run you over.
Oh, I didn't know that people were dying, but I did see some of these signs. I was more worried about like driving into one of them because I feel like that would kill me.
Yeah.
If I crashed into a bison.
For sure. Absolutely would. Where did you shit?
Where'd I stay?
Where'd you shit? I saw all your pictures and it looked like it was out of a magazine. It was like, this is so romantic. You're in a van and it's all like the bed is made and these cool pictures. And I always think like, that's such a cool life, but you're on the road and you're probably eating combos and Twizzlers. You got to shit somewhere.
Yeah. I think mostly, I mean, you know, we cheated a little bit. Like, we didn't sleep in the van every night.
That's a sellout move. I like it.
Yeah, we were staying at some nice hotels too. Mm-hmm.
we do the same thing.
I was gonna say when we did Grit Week in California and we rented that sweet ass van.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, we're just gonna live in the van for a week. I think we stay at the Marina Del Rey.
Yeah, we were staying in a nice place. So yeah, that is a little trick of the trade, a little, you know, behind the fourth, fifth wall or whatever you call it. Sometimes you gotta stay at a nice hotel to get a shower.
Right. The trick of the trade is like. About the van life is like every now and then you gotta stay at a little 5-star hotel here and there.
Mm-hmm. That's part of being a van guy.
Put your feet up. Yeah. Right, exactly.
I like that. You also picked probably the perfect time to do something like that. Like get out, be kind of out in nature for a while when every city was pretty much shut down. And really,
I know it's funny, like reflecting on 2020, I was like, man, 2020 was so fucking terrible. And like, we just locked up inside. Like, what'd you do? I'm like, man, I traveled the world.
Shit.
Hey, maybe I shouldn't say that, but you know, I was like in a camper van, like, you know, traveling America, seeing sights. And like, I mean, I already told you this last time, but I got it in like, you know, last March, like a year ago. So I for some time I was like, you know, I got the antibodies, I'm invincible. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, riding that wave for a bit.
Yeah, I'm a COVID survivor as well, so shout out to us.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
So
do you have the fog brain?
The what?
Like a COVID fog brain? Big Cat likes to say
I want to say yes. I just can't tell if that's COVID or if that's just, you know, mean.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just getting dumber and older, and it's that.
Yeah, I'm like, am I? Is this COVID or am I just like stupid?
Yes, stupid is the answer most of the time. When is the next Real Bros of Simi Valley?
I'm working on that right now. We're trying to make, you know, I want to just finish the show. We know how the show needs to end, and we want to end the show. There's a couple things that we need to work out. You know, with where.
Right.
It's going to be.
Yep.
I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to say about it, but.
Well, I brought it up because.
We're trying to make it happen. I want to make more.
Okay. I brought it up because how can you work us into the script for a quick cameo? That would be appreciated because I do love the show.
That would be no problem. If we make a season 4 happen, that is, you know, we'll make sure to get some PMT involved, or at the very least, some Pardon My Flakes will be consumed.
Yes.
I like that. Yes. No shrimp tails. That's a guarantee.
I just am a big fan. You know, I love some puns. And when I saw that you guys were rocking with Pardon My Flakes, I was just like,
mm-hmm. It was almost Pardon My Jakes. And then that's the reason why we left his name off the word search on the back. Unfortunately, he was pretty broken up about that, but for clarification, Jake should have been on the back. He's looking at me like he's angry. Yeah, it's tough. Do you think that comedy in the year 2020 is going to age as badly as I think that it's going to age? Like everybody making the exact same jokes about Zoom meetings, social distancing, face masks. Like I feel like no one's going to want to go back in time and listen to anything that came out in the year 2020.
I agree. And that's why I've like shied away from, like, early on, I was like, should we write something, you know, about this, or like write a, you know, some kind of spin on the pandemic. And I was like, I don't want to watch that. Like when I'm watching it, like when I'm selecting anything on TV right now, I don't want to watch anything that has to do with 2020, a pandemic, or even life on Earth right now. I just want to watch like space stuff and like, you know, I want to be in like the Marvel universe or like some other universe. I don't even want to watch stuff that has to do with this planet right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, it's definitely true. So do you think that the Lakers might win their first title with LeBron this year?
I see what you did there.
Well, it didn't count. You agreed. You actually were here. I remember you were here in the middle of the summer. You're like, this one clearly doesn't count.
I don't know if those were my words. I feel like I don't know if I said that, actually. I think I definitely said it counted.
No. You definitely said all of those words. Yeah. I don't know if it was in that order.
They weren't in that order. Like you could have.
So you agree? You said it.
A Frankenbite of me saying that
right.
sentence.
Saying but, what?
Shit!
Damn, he doesn't have the fog brain. Damn.
But okay,
I think the Lakers have a chance if we can get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously don't want to see the Lakers win. Who do you want to see win less, the Lakers or the Nets?
We love the Nets.
Great. We're good program. Friends with Blake Griffin, not to name drop, but he is one of our best friends in the whole world. So we are big-time Nets guys now. And also we came to the realization, actually the show we taped last night, that the Nets are – they have to be like the least imposing fan base and like championship that could happen. Like no one's going to bother you. No Nets fan is going to bother you. And I always judge, like, if my teams can't win, I judge on like, hey, why don't we have the Padres win? I don't know any Padres fans. Like throw that out there so that you just don't get bothered by it.
I get that no one being bothered by Nets fans, but I'm bothered by the Nets.
Why? Oh, you think that it's not right that they made a super team, unlike everything LeBron's done?
Every team KD goes to, he makes them whack, you know? I love the Warriors. The Warriors were cool, you know, they had their thing going, and then KD showed up to the party and was like, wait, guys, include me. And then I hated the Warriors, and then, you know, he went to the Nets, and now they're like, you know, They need every single – they like need six superstars. If they don't win the championship, they're so whack.
Oh, you're doing that. Okay.
I respect that, though, because we were saying the exact same thing about the Lakers with LeBron. But, I mean, every argument that you make against KD, you can make the exact same argument against LeBron.
No.
Yeah. Because LeBron has won with, like, no help.
When was that? Did I miss that?
LeBron, Dellavedova.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Kyrie Irving. Kevin Love. Yeah. Love.
Yeah, great team.
No help. None whatsoever.
They were hurt.
No, that was the year before. Yeah, that was the year when they lost.
When Kevin Love hurt his shoulder and Kyrie broke his kneecap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you remember Kevin Love put the lockdown on Steph Curry on that last three.
Yeah.
And then Kyrie was the one that won that championship.
Yes, he did.
With that three-pointer.
Yes, he did.
You guys are saying that you're equating LeBron to KD right now?
No. We're saying everything that LeBron has done. And I have no problem with super teams. If you look at the history of the NBA, there's always been a super team. It's just this is more player movement, which is good because players should get to decide where they're going. But LeBron has done everything that KD's done.
Like, if the Lakers are talking about getting like I'm LeBron, AD, yeah, obviously I'm thrilled about that. But then when they start talking about getting like Kawhi on top of that, I'm like,
There was a story.
I'm not welcoming a super team. Wait. I'm just like, I want to win, but I don't want everyone to hate us the way that I hate the Nets right now.
Windhorse just had a report that LeBron has been like actively recruiting Steph.
I did see that. But that's not going to come to Lakers.
That's different.
That's totally different.
Actually, I just realized, congratulations, we played ourselves. Like, every single argument that we're giving to you about why you shouldn't hate KD, we're also making to ourselves about why we shouldn't hate LeBron.
No, but that's...
It is different. It's LeBron.
It's totally different.
It's LeBron.
Yeah. KD needs the help. It's fine.
Whatever. KD sucked. LeBron, I mean, you know, KD made Thunderstruck, the movie.
I did not see that.
No. Oh, wait. No.
He did.
What?
Is that a real movie?
Yeah.
It's a kid's movie?
It looks like a Disney Channel movie starring Kevin Durant.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Sick. I'm going to watch it with my son.
But that's the Thunderstruck one, right? It's the first Thunderstruck. Mm-hmm. He's not riding.
I'm not happy about Space Jam 2. I wish Space Jam 2 wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Did you get a call for that?
I didn't, no. And that's why I wish it wasn't happening.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. How happy were you on a scale of 1 to 10, though, when the Clippers imploded last year?
Pretty happy. I we talked about this last time. The Clippers are just, you know, always, they just were getting ahead of themselves, and it was nice to see them get checked.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was funny to see, like, a team that everyone had anointed, myself included, fall apart in such a hilarious, like, and terrible fashion that they did.
Right. You know, it's like when you're playing against your little brother in one-on-one and you want to give him some points so that, you know, he feels like we're playing here.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So do you actually, like, you actually hate the Clippers?
I hate the Clippers. I didn't used to hate the Clippers. Like, you know, back in the day when the Clippers just knew that they didn't matter. I didn't care about the Clippers. It was just that once they started getting a little bit good, all of a sudden these Clipper fans, everyone wants to talk now. Mm-hmm. You know, where were you? Where have you been in the, you know, when freaking Darius Miles was, where were you then? Where were you when, you know, what's the guy? I'm blanking on his name. Corey Maggette with the freaking headbands around his biceps.
Yep. That was a great look.
Yep.
So,
Quentin Richardson.
According to you, what would a franchise like the Clippers have to do? Like you said, that they didn't take the baby steps. They went too big too fast. In your mind, what's like an appropriate way to change a franchise around that would be okay with you as a Lakers fan?
Just silently winning, silently being good for a little bit before you just start yapping.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's tough to do, though.
Very tough to do. Yeah. Win with grace. Win with class.
Act like you've been there before, even though you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got that. Do you feel like you were slighted, or that the entire film was slighted for King of Staten Island for not getting nominated for an Oscar?
I I don't know. I mean, I thought it was great. I thought it was a great movie. I honestly didn't see any of the Oscar nominated movies. I just feel like they're all so heavy. You know, it's like whenever I sit down to watch a movie, it's not really choosing those ones. They just feel too. Oh Jesus!
People are gonna be so mad about that. We get that all the time. Whenever one of our phones goes off, people are like, yeah. "God damn it!" That's okay. That was Jimmy's fault. He's an A-lister. Who is that on the other line? Was that Tom Hanks?
That was my girlfriend calling.
Oh, sick. Ooh, brag. Nice. He's got a Tesla got and all. A girlfriend. Damn.
White boy summer. Do you know Chet Hayes?
I don't know Chet Hanks, but I have obviously heard of Chet Hanks.
Yeah.
He makes me laugh.
Yeah. He's gone, like, he's similar to Kevin Durant in that I used to hate him, and now I actually think he's one of the funniest people on the planet.
You think Kevin Durant's one of the funniest people on the planet?
Oh, he's more likable. Is what I'm saying. Like, when he was going at, ha, 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 you fuck you, Mike Rappaport in his DMs, like, that's objectively funny to have, you know, one of the best basketball players on earth calling this failed actor a cocksucker.
But
I think I agree with, like, I had heard of Chet Hanks before because people were telling me, like, you know, you should get this guy in Real Bros. And then, like, I just started seeing the White Boy Summer stuff. And I think what really made me laugh was just him opening the video with, what's up, loved ones?
Yeah. Or no, he says, you know what's really cool? He goes, I'm going to tap in real quick. That's a very cool way of saying you're on Instagram. I think you should, the reason why Chet Hanks is so funny is that we're all laughing at him, not with him, really, because he doesn't realize, like, that the picture where he took on a plane where he didn't have a mask on, he's like, we haven't been able to take off because there's someone not wearing their mask. And he didn't have a mask in sight. Like, it was a selfie. And it was like, dude, you're the person. And he doesn't. So I think you should invite him to Real Bros of See Me and not give him a script or anything and just let him kick it. And I think you would get gold.
You might be right. You might be right. Just let him improv. Yeah. Just make him think it's real. It's actually happening.
Yeah, hide the cameras even.
Yeah, be like, it's a real reality show, and we just want you to come hang at this kickback. And he would, like, I think he would be a breakout star on that show. And he probably would be like, those guys, he'd be like, Xander's the fucking sweetest. Like, I want to hang with that guy.
Yeah, and then I take this soul patch off, and he's just like,
whoa, dude.
His brain falls apart. Yeah. On that selfie that he put up, he actually goes, the plane can't take off because some idiot won't wear their mask.
And it wasn't like he had a mask on his neck. It wasn't like he had a mask on his neck or anything. He had no mask in sight.
That's why I love him. He is a character. He's a character. So he's funny to observe. Would I want to, like, hang out with him or co-sign on a loan for him? No. But he's fun to just look at, you know?
I just thought that I saw that meme that was like, it's an excellent case study of, if you name your kid Chet, you get a Chet. And if you name your kid Colin, you get a Colin.
Yes.
Brother Colin Hanks is like the polar opposite.
Yes.
Yeah. Tom Hanks knew what he was doing. He was like, this one is my Chet. I'm going to party with this one when he gets older. The other one is going to take care of me when I'm in a nursing home and pay for my bills.
Oh, so good. This is where Cali culture's at, though. Have you had a realization? Because I do think a lot of American culture comes from California, and now Chet Hayes is kind of the president.
At the forefront?
Yeah, he's the forefront. He is the president of California culture, which de facto makes him the president of all American culture.
Wow, that escalated quickly. Wow, he really just stepped into the forefront of American culture there, huh?
Well, sometimes you don't choose a position. The position chooses you. Yeah. And he was the right man at the right time. Although, he made one misstep, I thought. So, White Boy Summer started out. It was fun. I feel like everyone could get behind it. It was a positive movement. And then he put out the White Boy Summer merch, which had, like, severe American Chopper-style calligraphy writing for White Boy Summer. And it put that sinister vibe on it. So he just needs a better merch guy.
Chet's defense, if you go like, hey, build a t-shirt, it was the first font.
Yeah.
So I don't think that it's really his fault. He thought maybe there was only one font available.
And it was the same font of the last name that he tattooed across his back.
Yes.
He just loves it.
It's the Sublime font. Yeah. That's what it is. He's been looking at the back of the self-titled album for too long. He's like, that should go on the back of every single t-shirt.
Yeah, every book should be written in this font.
That's, I think, the only font you're allowed to tattoo on your back if you're doing last names. Yeah. Does he have the last name across? I would guess he does have the last name across the back.
I mean, I think it's a pretty good bet that he does. He's got like an AJ McCarron thing going on his chest, I think. I don't know what's on his back. Maybe angel wings.
Yeah, I mean, I like his tattoos. He definitely has the tattoos I wish I had.
Do you have tattoos?
I don't. I wish I had a tattoo. Do you have a tattoo?
I don't. You know why? It's because when I was like 13, 12, I was so passionate about getting a barbed wire fence tattoo on my bicep. Like, I just wanted that so badly. And I wanted it for like 5 years. And then one day I snapped out of it and I was like, that would be so whack if I got that.
I think it's starting to play now, yeah.
Dude, Pamela Anderson, Brian Urlacher. Yeah. There's some cool
and
ones.
I wanted that, and I wanted, you know what else I wanted? I wanted the Jordan Jumpman on my calf.
I love when people get brands tattooed on their body.
And I thought, like, you know, that was how I designed all my characters and like NBA. They all had those tattoos. And then I snapped out of it and I was like, damn, like I wanted both of those for a really long time.
Yeah.
And I haven't had any ideas that I've loved for more than like 5 years. So I've refrained.
I think I'm going to get a plaid half sleeve on my right arm.
No,
I've never
you can't.
Seen a plaid tattoo. Oh, strictly for buckets on the left then.
No. Are you? White Boy Summer is very clearly no plaid.
No, it's no flannel. Big difference.
Okay.
Big difference.
All right.
Plaid
All right.
versus flannel.
Flannel, got it.
And
did
I'm not going to get
no flannels, or did he say no plaid? Because this could.
He said no flannel. He was very specific about saying no flannel. And I'm not going to get that tattoo. I've just been saying that for like 7 years. It's a great go-to. If someone's like, "Do you have a tattoo?" No, but I'm going to get a half sleeve of plaid. It's going to be awesome. And then you just never do it. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm stuck.
I wish I had one. You also have to be in tattoo shape, and I don't think I'll ever be in tattoo shape.
Yeah, but you could be in, I mean, not like, you know, like jacked up, ripped tattoo shape, but you could be in like cool tattoo shape, you know?
Yeah.
Like have some random words.
Maybe if the Nets win the title, I'll do like a Brooklyn, you know, sleeve on all the Nets players.
A mosaic. I'm going to get James Harden's stomach tattooed on my stomach.
Yeah, LaMarcus Aldridge. Doing a set shot right on my forearm. It would be beautiful.
Jimmy, when was the last time you shaved the stash? Have you had that for, like, what, 6 years?
No, this was actually – I had, like, a attempt at a beard during the shooting of the show. And then they wanted to do a flashback where I was supposed to look different. So I convinced them to let me go mustache, and I ended the show with a mustache just like I planned.
Ooh, spoiler, dude.
Oh, fuck. Nah, that's not a spoiler.
Okay,
that's
all right. Big deal. Good.
I assume that you're at the level in Hollywood now where you can just pitch a show and it gets greenlit immediately because you're an A-lister and you drive a Tesla. So when I was looking up the details about your new show, I Googled it. I think I just Googled, like, Jimmy Tatro new show, and the first thing that popped up was, like, a Peaky Blinders type movie that's coming out. And I thought for a second you were doing, like, a comedy spoof of Peaky Blinders, and I was like, that's going to be fucking awesome. You should do that. I feel like you'd play really good Arthur Shelby or Tommy Shelby, but like a funny version of it, and maybe one we don't have to watch with the subtitles on.
Wow, I feel like this is something you probably should have texted me because someone's going to take this.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's only starring... Oh,
shit.
Is that your agent? Tell him about the idea.
Yeah. That's Jimmy's agent. He's going to be in the next Avengers.
I would love to be in the next Avengers.
Oh, and he's winking at us now, so it's clear that he's already been cast. Damn.
I would love that.
All right, so I had one last question. It's a Roback question. Use code AWL on roback.com for 20% off your first purchase, roback.com, and we're going to give you a Q-Zip on us, which you don't even need, but you use it for like a dog bed or something because you're so rich. But Roback does make unbelievable Q-Zips, and we love their gear, so check them out, roback.com, use code AWL. All right, elevator pitch. The Home Economics, it premieres on Wednesday night, April 7th on ABC, 8:30, I want to say. Why do people have to watch it? And should they tweet at you pictures of your face zoomed in and like shit like that?
Yeah, for sure. Send me pictures of the screen. You know, that's always a, it's always a great marketing tactic. why would you watch it? It's, you know, it's fun. It's easy watching and it's funny, you know, and it's not like a heavy thing to consume right now, which I feel like a lot of things are, you know, jam packed with trying to tell you something or, you know, make you more woke about certain things. And that's cool. But this is like a fun family comedy show for when you just want to chill out at nighttime and have a good time.
I like
which
that.
I think people need.
Are you going to watch it?
Yeah. I saw the first two episodes and they're pretty good.
Okay. And you're rich in it, which is cool.
And I'm rich in it. Yeah.
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 Which is,
I didn't get to drive the car that they had for me, which was upsetting.
Was it just a lesser version of the Tesla you own? You're like, I don't want to drive this.
It was like a little, they had this little like two-door Mercedes that was just like parked in front of my house the whole time. And I never like got to pull in, you know, I never got to like drive it up. So that was a little different. But, you know, that's why we're fingers crossed for season two.
Yeah. Yo, you get to drive the car. Yeah. You live out of the car season two.
That's the reason why people should watch it. We want a season two and we want Jimmy to be successful because then we can be like, hey, we knew him before he was America's heartthrob.
Sure.
the next Chet Hanks.
Yes.
That's what people are calling you.
Yes. Yes.
Well, all right, we're gonna end it there. He's gonna be the next Chet Hanks. Thanks for coming on, Jimmy.
No, watch the show. If you,
well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
If enough people watch, me and Big Cat will be in Real Bros. Final season.
There it is. Yeah.
And Hank.
Yeah.
And especially Jake.
Yes.
Especially Jake because he didn't get on the box of cereal.
Yeah. If season two happens, then we'll all be on Real Bros. We'll just use it that way.
Sure. You guys will be, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You guys will be on Rivers. That's a good incentive right there.
Yeah, and if it gets a season three, Jimmy will get a barbed wire tattoo.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay, so that sounds like a deal. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Jimmy, thank you as always. Always fun, man. And good luck with the launch of the show. We will be watching. I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Good to see you, as always.
Jimmy Tatro is brought to you by Barstool Golf Time app. The golf season's in full swing. Now is the perfect time to get out on the course. If you're trying to book a tee time, you should look no further, as we're officially announcing the launch of the Barstool Golf Time app. In partnership with Supreme Golf, the Barstool Golf Time allows you to book tee times at thousands of courses. It's the easiest way to get a tee time. After you book, take a picture or video of the course that you're on, submit your official review. Riggs, Frankie, Trent, and Lurch's reviews are on the app as well, so you can join them along with your friends. Other cool features like Barstool Golf Rewards to get free merch will be rolling out soon. So don't be an idiot. If you're a golfer, download the Barstool Golf Time app today. It's now available in the App Store.
Okay, let's finish up. We got some FAQs. Oh, huge guest on Friday, by the way.
Massive.
Future Hall of Famer.
For sure.
Some say.
No, I would definitely say.
I also say that.
Hank's best friend.
Great looking dude. What is the best color for cheese? Yeah.
Bonk. Gotcha.
Best color for cheese?
Pimento.
I.
What question is that?
What
is the best color for cheese?
I had a cab driver once from LaGuardia who's like, if you want to live to 100, you got to eat only white cheese. He's like, the minute you eat yellow cheese, you're going to kill yourself.
You miss out on the sweet creaminess of Velveeta cheese.
No, but that he said that. I was like, and he said it was, he was kind of like Brandon Marshall. He said it with such authority that I was like, damn, is he must be right.
I will eat cheese no matter the color, except blue cheese. Blue cheese
favorite
sucks.
Cheese. If you had to go with one cheese.
Magnolia Mud Queso. It's white.
I don't know if I'd go
queso is a bunch of cheeses combined.
No, it's white cheese, Hank. You've never had it. I don't know so if I'd know.
Go smoked.
No, but queso is melted cheese.
Yes,
smoked Gouda.
So just take the hard cheese. That
yeah.
doesn't. You
yeah,
can't
pick a hard cheese.
You can't
hard
say
cheese.
Melted
hard
cheese.
Hard cheese. Cheese and crackers.
White cheddar.
I was gonna say either extra sharp cheddar or smoked Gouda, but I'm gonna go with extra sharp cheddar.
I'll say this: I like American cheese. I don't care who knows it. American cheese tastes good.
So. American cheese is more just a that's like a volume shooter thing. Like I could just pop them.
Kraft mm-hmm. Signals. Rhea judges me for eating Kraft Signals. It's like a snack,
dude. I mean I have string cheese on deck all the time. It's awesome.
So white is the answer.
Parmesan.
Out of context, that's not great.
Yeah.
And you could take a lot of things on the show out of context. It wouldn't be great. You don't want to start playing that game. Oh, not with me.
Not with the editor.
Oh shit. Yeah. Yes, clips. I'm trusting the cab driver.
All right.
The cab driver was right. He said it, and I didn't even ask. He just was like, what's up, man? You eat cheese? I was like, yeah. Look at me. He's like, better eat white. And I was like, okay. Fuck.
Whites only? Is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It's crazy. Can you differentiate between the top and bottom of a tube of toothpaste? Please explain.
What?
Yeah, one's got a hole.
I think he means like
the hole is a giveaway.
I think he's saying the toothpaste inside.
Yeah, the part that has the ingredients.
Is it better?
That's
like
the back.
A coffee? Like is it, you know, top of a coffee versus bottom of a coffee?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah. The first squeezes are always great. Yes,
I've been working on the last like three squeezes of my current tube for it feels like a month, uh-huh. but I'm getting a decent chunk out of it. I'm getting a good load for my toothpaste container every night. I just don't think that there's an end to it.
There's the other move is the body wash and just adding water and just letting it keep going. And it's just like at the end, I'm just washing with water. Mm-hmm.
Hank,
it's like a little soapy
you
water.
Do that?
Oh, I've done that before.
You
just shampoo.
Open up the top, get some water in it, mix it up. You got fucking new body wash, baby.
You can do that with with shampoo for like three different washes after it's over.
Yes, no, eventually you
or
are
with
just,
NyQuil.
It's just like it's like. Dull, like lightly soapy water that you're washing yourself with.
That's actually a good invention for you, Hank. You should pour the Listerine into the toothpaste container, and then you get both best of both worlds at the very end.
All right, this one was long, so I haven't actually read it, but I'm gonna give it a shot. If it doesn't make sense halfway through, I'll stop.
No, you got this.
All right, was that more because you're gonna say some words wrong?
A little bit. Hey, horny Hank, PF. Bonk Mentor and Bonk Cat, why the fuck do you continue to let William Football convince you that ketosis is a good idea? First and foremost, there is nothing to prove that three balanced meals a day plus exercise isn't the best possible diet and exercise routine. Ketosis has only been proven safe and effective in the short term. People who use ketosis as a quick weight loss trick are super prone to gaining lots of weight back when you relapse. Your body was literally designed to create energy from glucose, which is released. I lost my spot.
Oh no!
You took a victory lap after glucose.
Crushing that. He really. You did just look up. You're like, yeah. You hear that? Glucose.
Glucose is a very sad word for you to do a celebration. Like spiking a football after you pronounce GLUCOSE.
I wanted to say glucose, but I didn't.
Your body was literally designed to create energy from glucose, which is released from a breakdown of carbs. Besides that, a balanced diet gives you more freedom to eat things that you like. Even bad things in moderation. You should be thinking 50% carbs, 30% protein, 20% fats, plus exercise. Billy is a smart kid, but just because he knocked the shit out of Jose doesn't mean he knows what's best for your health. Take it from a medical student, not Billy. I want you guys to succeed on your weight loss journey.
So thank you to this person, but PFT and I had a conversation yesterday, and we have also come to this conclusion.
Yeah, so we did a little bit of independent research and found out that ketosis is like the worst diet to go on if you have a history of kidney stones, which mm-hmm. I know, Billy, you don't listen to every single show, but both me and Big Cat had kidney stones mm-hmm. in the last month.
Mm-hmm.
So that probably should have been a red flag for you. Also, I want to take a little bit of exception to what this person said in the text. When they're like, you can eat everything that you want in moderation, I think they're misunderstanding what makes these crash diets so appealing to Big Cat and me and mm-hmm. people like us, which is I want a diet where when someone's explaining to me, they say, you get to eat all of the blank that you want. it doesn't matter what goes in that blank, but if somebody's like, you can eat all the meat that you want, I'm like, I'm in, that's ketosis.
And right? It, not only that, but I also like the diets where it's like, do this diet for 7 days and you'll lose 45 pounds.
Yeah.
So, in actuality, I do know that, but the thing is...
Oh, so you're trying to kill us!
No, oh, I do know that.
Play the token CEO. Yeah.
If you get them...
Oh, you know, big
if you
PS
get them to
old.
Try to do a diet with... So their diet right now is probably 90% carbs.
That's not true at all.
1% I don't eat carbs
protein.
Anymore.
So if you tell them no carbs, then they're going to end up with that 50% carbs, 30% protein, 20% fats, and other stuff. So it's kind of like, you know, shoot for the moon, land of the stars type thing.
You don't know anything about astronomy.
So you're saying
that's not
we're
how
going
it
into
works.
Ketosis knowing there's no chance they go into ketosis.
Right, but they end up eating a balanced diet because of it.
No, see, Billy is...
it's like...
Billy is claiming that he's doing to us what he would have to do to himself mm-hmm. to go on a diet, which is just lie to you, and then knowing that you're going to lie back.
They are.
Yeah, it's pretty much... Yeah.
I mean,
PFD
cat,
just nailed
yeah.
it. No, PFD just nailed it. You lie so much that you just assume we'll lie to you.
No, you lied to me when you did ketosis. You never got into ketosis.
I was in ketosis.
I tried.
He pissed in the thing.
But you lost a lot of weight. If you look back at pictures of the summer of 2017,
I was
they
in ketosis.
Look super slim.
I mean, the picture game is a game
you
never works out for anyone.
You videotaped me peeing onto the ketone strips and then put my penis on the internet.
Listen, right, but you got in and out, in and out. You never stayed fully there.
I'm eating clean Monday through Friday. That's all you get from me, all right? And let's see where it goes.
Mm.
What was that? What was that noise?
No, it's just...
I think that was Billy happy that you're going to die early. Real shame.
Mm. I caught Billy. I came in yesterday. I caught Billy sitting in my chair. Yeah, it's crazy.
I would, yeah.
Hi, this is Jake. What would PMT be like today if Barcel Vantok wouldn't have been canceled?
We would all be super mega
dead.
Rich film stars or dead. Yeah,
dead.
I that's my go-to answer when everyone, if anybody asks me a question like that, it's like, yeah, I would have died within 6 months.
We did it for fucking 7 days, and I was pooping blood.
That might have been unrelated to the television show.
That's neither here nor there. Yeah, because we kept on going up to ESPN, and we kept on getting Colony Pizza with the hot peppers, and it was so good.
Yeah.
My dad asked me to look something up on his phone, and I noticed he has lots of tabs of porn.
Uh-oh.
How do I educate him Federal on incognito crime. Mode, or do I act like I saw nothing?
Yeah. Cybersecurity is important.
It is. You can use ExpressVPN. Mm-hmm. I would just not say anything. You don't want to have that convo with dad.
Nah.
Unless you just send him some recommendations in the future when you stumble across something you think that he'll like. It's
right.
Like sometimes I send my dad an article about BAPIP.
Yeah.
Because I know he'll get into that. So
or like horse riding.
Yeah.
Hello, Cat and Commenter. Can we expect a tandem bicycle ride anytime soon?
Yeah, when the weather gets nicer, I think that's the first thing we're going to do.
I think, you know what?
I looked this Friday, it's going to rain.
It is going to rain. You know what would be better than, because like everyone's like, oh yeah, PFT and Big Cat, you should do the ride. You know what would be even better is if Jake and Billy did the ride.
Mm.
And we just, you know, saw them during the ride. We like, you know. Maybe we'll meet him at certain checkpoints. I think that'd be very funny.
How about this? Why don't we cut off like a little bit of our hair, just like a tiny little bit, and we'll give it to them, and mm-hmm. that way we'll be going on the ride with you guys.
Do you guys think you could make it around Manhattan working together as a team?
I know I could do it.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound like a team. That's exactly the opposite of a team.
Billy and I might need to pull some weight when it comes to the uphill portions, but I think I can do most of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, it's an island, so it's not really that.
Billy's laughing at you right now.
No, the Central Park bike route, it has some sneaky uphill stuff.
Yeah. Well, we can avoid the Central Park region because you're doing a lap around the outside of the island.
Then, yeah, it should be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Teamwork.
Did Miley Cyrus have a better performance than Gonzaga?
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt. She should have been in one shining moment.
Gonzaga sucks. They fucking suck.
What's up, fellas? Especially PF3. My question is for Big Cat.
So,
would you welcome a savage, just especially PFT, but then actually
yeah, a little hezzy hay.
I think it's actually, it was brutal for both of us.
That was a hezzy hay.
Would you welcome Matt Ryan to Chicago next season?
Yes. Why not? Do you know how bad the Bears quarterbacks have been?
Don't ask me. I'm not the one to ask the question.
Yes. Go down the list. It's like 40 people.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Sam Darnold.
The AD? Yeah,
dude, yeah, Nick Foles and Teddy Bridgewater in the same locker room?
Sam Darnold.
Thoughts and prayers.
I would have given Sam Darnold a spin. I don't think he's good, but I would have talked myself into it. It would have been fun to be like, hey, he was number three pick.
What's the best thing to do during a solo car ride? Listen to music, listen to podcasts, or call people you haven't talked to in a while?
Not the last one, because unless the people that you're calling are also in a car ride by themselves, they can tell that you're getting a call because you're bored sitting in a car.
I like to do the last one. I like to do that because I never talk to people on the phone. So it's like almost a throwback.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, hey, let's chat for catch up for a half hour.
I don't take phone calls anymore.
Pretty much at that point, like, and I feel like Billy's way younger. I don't think you ever talk to people on the phone. No. Like, I would.
But I know, it's like, I don't like talking to people on the phone, but when you're in a long car ride, it's like, hey, I haven't talked to this person in a long time. Let me catch up.
I mean,
it's kind of nice.
I hate answering my phone. I never pick it. I got two calls this morning from my urologist. Sent it to voicemail.
Yep. Got to.
Fact.
Got to.
I'm like, text me, bro.
Also, I just will throw on a full, like, Grateful Dead or Fish show and then listen start to finish. That's always fun.
The GOAT move is just picking up some combos, Diet Dr. Pepper, some Skull Pouches.
And listen to
just
nothing.
Turn the radio on.
Mm-hmm. Black Buffalo.
Black Buffalo.
Who's a sponsor?
Black Buffalo, which I do have in my pocket.
Which
right
is
now.
Delicious.
It is.
No tobacco.
Not a question. Just still upset with Big Cat for not being on Texas Tech in 2019 until the national championship. He is the ultimate mush.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Totally fair. But you know what? That game brought us Brandon Walker. Brandon Walker doesn't exist if that game doesn't happen.
Also, you are a Chris Beard guy, though.
Yeah, I love Chris
Beard. So you can just... I'm sure this person would be happy if you just go head over heels into Texas basketball.
No, because remember,
the company scammed people.
No, they basically called out Dave saying like he wouldn't actually bet like $300,000 on Texas Tech, and then he ripped them a new one, and then Brandon Walker came into our lives.
What a world!
Yeah.
Last one. With the introduction of vaccinations to the general public, will there be an in-person Grit Week 2021, a Grit Stream 2021, or a mix of both this year?
That's a great question. Something that we've discussed.
We're going to try, and it's knock on wood, but we're going to try to combine training camp tour and Grit Week in August. So May's not going to really work. Because I don't think the world's going to be totally vaccinated by then. We're not going to get access. But in August, hopefully, the world will be at a place where we can get out on the road, do a full week on the road, go visit some places, and have ourselves a fucking great time.
I think we probably could get on the road at the end of May, but the problem is if we try to go to different facilities, it's going to be so near the end of the vaccination
Correct.
Period that most teams aren't going to be comfortable bringing strangers
no.
that look like us into
and
their
I Yeah,
walls,
like I won't be vaccinated by that,
that
point. Yeah, so August
well,
will
you're
be
not, you're
never.
Anti.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, August, we have yet to determine exactly where, right?
Yes, that is true. But we will determine where. And it will be fun.
And you,
Aaron Rodgers will interview you.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
We'll come to you.
We'll come to you. We will take Vanny
we'll
Woodhead.
We'll be spruced up.
Aaron, if you're listening, we'll let you host just a trivia contest between all of us. That will be the interview. And all of our questions to you that we're giving are going to be just interview questions.
Yeah.
It actually works perfectly in the format.
Yes. Yes. All right. Is that our show?
That's our show.
That's our show. Get excited. Friday, future Hall of Famer, huge guest, and Masters. See them.
Love you guys. Are we going to do a ball?
Oh, yeah.
Flamingos are born.
Should
great.
I put the balls back in? I kind of like our odds when I keep a few out.
We got
a
thumb on the scale.
I keep a few out.
Larry
99.
Bird,
32. I usually let
18.
Go to 4.
8. 18.
And then I reset.
Jake says 18.
99.
8.
Billy gets 23.
8 almost 32. Got there. 8 almost got that
45.
45.
Hank's favorite number.
There you go. Love you guys.
Talking away. I don't know what I'm to say, I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Talking away.
Gone.
I don't know what I'm to say, I'll say it anyway.
Take on me, take
Sparky stumbling away. Slowly learning that life is okay. Say after me. Oh, it's no better to be safe than sorry. Say after me. Oh, it's no better to be safe than sorry. Take on me.
Presented by Barstool Sports.